For many of us, Easter is about visuals. Think of colored eggs and rabbits and brightly wrapped candy. But for a group of visually impaired children in St. Lucie County, Easter sounds like this. The St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office Bomb Squad has used crime scene tape to rope off a section of the grounds at the Westside Baptist Church in Fort Pierce. The eggs are various colors and large, about the size of an adult's hand. Inside each is a beeper controlled by a switch.
We build the Easter eggs from scratch.
Lieutenant Larry Hostetler, the bomb team commander, says the eggs are assembled from kits. They're supplied by the International Association of Bomb Techs and Investigators, which supports the cause.
And then you have to build them from scratch. You get basic components, and since we're bomb techs, we learn how to do soldering, electrical circuits, the whole nine yards, so we build them.
Because of the confidential nature of what they do and the equipment they use, Hostetler says it's a rare opportunity for the bomb squad to showcase its talents and give back to the community.
In the past, we're always in the shadows doing our job, never being out and interacting with the public. This is a different side of us.
Are we ready to get started?
Yes!
Yeah. Okay, what we have is there's Easter eggs out on the field. And they make noise. That's what you're looking for. So as you go out and you pick one up, there's a little button on the back side. Turn that off. Perfect. Then you put it in the bag that we're going to give you.
Basket.
One of them words.
Not a bag.
I will go first.
And that way you collect some, come back to us. We'll take these from you and give you Easter candy. How's that? Is that a fair trade?
Yeah,
that's good.
Candy!
Okay, let me hold that again.
A deputy is assigned to each child, and their parent is allowed to follow along if they'd like as well. So now it's time to hunt eggs, but the children do have a few concerns. Take 7-year-old Hope Velarde.
It is fun, but the only bad thing about these eggs is I'm afraid they'll get stuck in a tree.
Oh, if they put them in a tree, they'd be hard for you to find, huh?
Yeah, that's the thing, because I don't know, I mean, I know that they all put them on the ground, but sometimes eggs get stuck in a tree, which, nope, I do not want that.
Hope's mother, Tanya Vita Colonna, has come along to watch the fun.
She's been excited all week. Yeah, this is the first Easter egg hunt she's had. She's really excited. She's been talking about beeping Easter eggs all week. Can't wait to find the beeping Easter eggs. I hope they're not in the trees.
I think I hear something.
Which direction do you hear?
Over there.
Okay, let's go that way then. Here, I got it. You hear anything here?
Over there.
Okay, let me turn this one
right off. Ahead. Let me check down on the floor.
Okay.
I don't see anything. Oh no. I just ran into something. It's a beeping egg!
Awesome!
The children quickly fill their baskets and trade them for a bag of candy, the good kind. Then they head out for another try. Some of the children who have partial sight wear blindfolds to make it equal. This is the fourth year the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office Bomb Squad has sponsored the egg hunt. It's a tradition they plan to continue. I'm Jill Roberts in Fort Pierce.
I hear it!
Yeah, I know you did. You found it. That's great. You're doing great.